fans come in all shapes and sizes. Bochenders in every colour, creed, sexual preference and political affiliation. Wherever you go, whatever you do, you're likely to run into one of these hockey fans. Pucked in the Head does so on a regular basis. That's why we're bringing you Interview with a Fangirl.
She hitched a ride up from Frisco. I picked her up on Highway Number 1 West. She said, I'm not one.
My name is Jason Carrillo, as you know, and I am out and about. I'm on location with the lovely, the talented, the charming Kathy Chutro. Did I pronounce your name correctly?
Yes, you did. That time you did.
And we have just come from Rogers Arena, formerly known as the Garage GM Place, where we met a... Can we call him an idol of yours?
An idol is putting it correctly, I suppose. I mean, it's not a big deal, but it's...
No, not a big deal at all. First of all, let's talk a little bit about you, Kathy. You are an actor.
Correct.
Or actress,
as some people say.
Some people say actress.
Because I'm female. Actress.
What is the lamest question that people ask you about when they find out that you're an actor?
What have you been in? Oh, you're okay. An actor? What have you been in? I don't know if it's necessarily like a lame question, but it's kind of like a little annoying question. We don't know what to say. We never really know what to say because we've been in lots of stuff, but what have you seen?
Right. And people don't say, you know, to a plumber,
yeah.
And what have you fixed?
Really? How many sinks have you unclogged, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, I won't ask you any of those questions.
Okay.
We're here today to talk about our Vancouver Canucks. You are a big Canucks fan?
Yes. I think I can say that, yes.
Okay, so you moved here from Red Deer.
I did. I'm putting Red Deer on the map
as an actor. Since you arrived in Vancouver, you've become a big Canucks fan, especially a fan of one...
Ryan Kesler.
Ryan Kesler is the one. And you actually, on Twitter...
Yes.
You've actually adopted him as part of your persona on Twitter. You are...
I am Kesler girl.
And that doesn't make
Kesler
you a bad
girl.
Person.
No, it doesn't. He won me over. I used to have a different name, but he's doing remarkable not only this season, but he's just always been somebody that I've admired, and I just decided to take his name.
Because you can't take his last name.
No, I can't. I can't be, you know, Kathy Kessler, because that would just, there's already a, you know, he's already married.
I'm
but
Mrs.
I just,
Kessler.
There's,
Does
Mrs.
he have
Kessler.
Any brothers or anything?
I think he has like two brothers, doesn't he?
I don't know.
I actually don't know.
I don't do research.
I'm a fan of him, not his family.
I don't do research for this podcast. Come on.
I'm pretty sure he has like, I think two brothers.
Okay.
I think he is the youngest.
But he's the guy.
Yeah.
It's not just about making Kessler your last name.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's about him. It's what he shows his determination. That's why I'm a big fan of his.
Do you think this season he is the Canucks MVP?
I think so. I really do. I think watching him the last few years especially, I mean, I think he's proven himself more than everybody else as much as it's kind of being portrayed, is that he's proven himself that, like, he's capable of doing it. And I said at the beginning of this season that he can get to 40 goals, and I had how many people on Twitter say, what are you, crazy? Of course he can't do it. It's the Sedins.
And I would just like to say, at that time, I said, yeah, I think he can do it.
Yeah.
So I was on board.
Defending yourself.
I'm totally the kind of guy to say I told you so. And I do that about Bieksa and Luongo all the time, because
yep.
I was never off the bandwagon for those guys.
No.
So, today, you met the man.
I did meet the man.
Tell me about that experience a little bit? You kind of lost your cool.
Well,
little.
You know, we were waiting in line. I was perfectly okay. I composed myself, you know. I'm an actor. I know how to maintain my nerves. Everything was fine. And then up until that point, when we got to about three people ahead of us, the nerves kind of started to kick in, because I realized that I'm about to meet, like, someone who really inspires me and who's, you know, just a really good role model. And yeah, I threw my jersey on the table and I said, here's my jersey. Can you just, you know, like, sign it, like, whatever. And then I made him a little thank you card, handed, not even handed, just like slapped down on the table to him, waited until he signed, perked my way over to stand beside him and wait for the picture, and then I said, good game. So I think, yeah, the nerves kind of got to me near the end.
Now, I've got to say that at least your acting training did kick in for the picture itself.
Oh.
You nailed it.
Oh, I did.
The
okay.
picture looks fabulous. And for our listeners, check out the website beside the podcast. We're going to have a little picture there. Not too big, because we don't want you folks out there getting crazy. But, yeah, I mean, she was a star when it came to the picture. But a little bit of nerves kicking in there.
Just a little bit, yeah. Just a little bit. I wanted to, you know, shake his hand. I wanted to congratulate him. I wanted to be all, like, you know, cool with him. All buddy-buddy. But the nerves kind of kicked in.
Okay.
What can I say? But it's
a
moment.
Good experience.
It's an experience, and it's a moment I will never forget.
So was this the best off ice hockey memory that you have today?
The best off.
Like not related to a game per se.
Yeah, I probably say so. Yeah, it's definitely up there.
What would be your favorite game moment or your favorite on ice moment for Ryan Kessler? Would it be Olympics? Would it be playoffs? Would it be something this season?
Well, he's doing really good this season. I mean, I know that one of the games that he had, his hat trick, I was in acting class, so I missed it. But I heard all about it when I got back on Twitter. So, I mean, that one game that he had his hat trick, that was definitely good. But you mentioned the Olympics, and his empty netter that he scored against the Canada game, that was a beauty.
Round robin.
Yes, in the round robin. Right. Yes, not like in the gold medal game, but like in the round robin when they were playing Canada. That was a beauty. Like that really was. So I don't know. Maybe that one.
He put on a pretty good tournament.
He did.
It was pretty impressive stuff.
He did.
Do you have any questions for me since we're here? I feel no ownership over the segment. So.
Jason.
Yes.
You saw that wonderful modeling picture that Mr. Kessler did for his new clothing line, RK17. Have you heard of that?
I've heard of it.
Okay. Okay. Yes. Good. Yes. So he
this is Ryan Kessler.
Ryan Kessler.
He's
yes.
He's a hockey player.
He is. He is the
field hockey.
No, not field hockey. It's ice hockey.
Oh, they play on the ice.
Yes, that's what Americans
really?
Say. They play ice hockey.
Ice hockey.
There's
no,
hockey and there's ice.
That's
hockey.
Fabulous. I'd like to see it someday.
Okay, excellent.
It's lovely. Yes, I'm familiar with the RK17 line.
Perfect. So yes. He's got clothing, t-shirts, sweaters, da-da-da-da-da.
Yes.
He also has underwear, male boxers,
yes,
to
he
be
does.
To be formally correct.
Briefs, I believe.
Sure, yes, or briefs, whatever
they're,
you guys want to call them.
They're fairly tight-fitting, from what I understand, from the palpitations like that are audible from the ladies when they look at that photograph, I understand.
Excellent. So you saw that photo, everyone, I think in Vancouver especially, saw that photo, and you decided to do a spoof yourself, so to speak, on that picture where you yourself posed in the underwear brand
yes.
of your choice.
Yes, that is true.
Posing exactly like Mr. Kessler.
Yes, I did that.
With the bar nicely placed across your area.
Nutsack, I believe it's called.
I
yes.
was going to say area, but if you want to say nutsack, all right.
I think that's a technical term.
Okay.
My friend's a nurse, so she told me that's a technical term.
So she said, actually, check this out, Jason.
Yeah.
So I just would like to know, were you nervous during that shoot?
No, it was a blast.
It was a blast.
It was
Do
an
tell.
Absolute blast. Here's a slightly funny story.
Okay.
Through a friend, I met someone who was new to Vancouver named Miranda, and she's a photographer. She does a lot of, actually, she doesn't usually do portrait work. She does a lot of photographs of scenery and of kind of found objects around the city. Mm-hmm. And she sells quite a few of these images to stock photography companies, but she doesn't tend to do portraits. But I had only met her once, but we got on like gangbusters. And one day we saw this Ryan Kessler ad and I thought, I must spoof this. So I thought, who do I know that could take these photographs, because I know I'm an idiot and I can get down to my skivvies. That's easy. Mm-hmm. That part's easy. Who can take a decent photograph? And I had just recently met this Miranda, so I sent her a text message basically saying, I hope this doesn't sound too forward, but I was wondering if you would like to come over to my home and photograph me in my underwear. I will be in my underpants and you will be taking photographs. What do you think of this? And she jumped all over it. She didn't jump all over me. We're both happily married to other people. But she did jump all over the gig, and it was a lot of fun.
Awesome.
And we had we all had a couple of drinks to kind of
of course,
get the awkwardness
out. Get the tension
out. My wife was present and watched to make sure that there was no funny business. And instead of funny business, there was hysterical business. We had a great time. And Miranda did a great job with the pictures. And the spoof turned out pretty good, I think.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very happy to hear that you had a wonderful time shooting that, because the picture, might I say, looks very, very good.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes, it looks very, very...
Thank you.
Not too shabby.
Thank you. Thank you. I've been working on my ab, singular. I've been working on my ab for some time now. So I think it turned out quite nicely.
Yeah, Kessler works on his abs-a.
Yes.
His abs-a, just to clarify. They're not airbrushed. He's... Sick.
And when I look at a picture of a man like that, I look at that and I think, we have the same parts. And I just can't figure out how that works,
because it's pretty amazing. Mom, why does my stomach look different than his?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And my mother's very uncomfortable with those questions, so I'm not allowed to bring that up anymore.
All right, Mr. Jason, seeing how as everyone else is talking about how the Canucks are possibly, they've been saying this probably for the last, I don't know, 2 months or so, maybe even before the season, that the Canucks are this year Stanley Cup contenders, what is your take on it?
I totally agree. I called them to be President's Trophy, possibly winners, and Cup contenders from the get-go. Gillis did a great job with off-season acquisitions. Yeah. And what can I say? It's a great team, up and down. Depth, like crazy. I mean, they've had injuries and they haven't missed a beat. It's a really solid, solid team. And I've said this in previous podcasts, they look like the Detroit Red Wings from the past 14 years. Like, they are solidly built, and I think they will continue to be solid for a number of years. Gillis has done a remarkable job. They're fun to watch.
They totally are.
It's exciting to watch hockey in Vancouver right now.
It is.
Will they win? I'm not going to guarantee it. I don't think anybody is, but it's going to be a lot of fun watching them. Even if they lose, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. Another question for you. Do you tweet during hockey games?
Occasionally. Mm-hmm. It drives my wife nuts. She's saying, are you watching the game or are you on your iPhone? And I say, both. You pick one. So I have to kind of surreptitiously tweet during the game when she's home.
Sneakily.
If I'm just watching the game, she's fine. But if I'm on the iPhone, she said, you can take care of the baby. So, which I don't mind, actually. My 3-month-old daughter and I have watched many games together. So when I'm with my daughter, I don't tweet.
Because she's going to grow up being a Canucks fan.
She can be a fan of any team she wants, as long as she likes the game.
What if she, grows up and plays, just like, Daddy, I like Patrick Kane.
Well, that'll be a little strange because he won't be playing anymore by that time, I would imagine.
Maybe. I don't know.
He is a fairly young guy.
He's only, what, 21?
That's fine. I'm actually, I don't hate any one player.
No, of course.
There's even recently a picture of me on Twitter in a Rangers jersey, just because it's a good-looking jersey. And New York down the front, classic style. They have had some good teams. Ryan Leach was a great player. I have no problem with that, even though they beat the Canucks in 94. I just like the game.
It's a fun game to watch.
She can be a fan of anybody she wants. So if somebody wants to get to know Kathy a little better online, where would they go? What would they do?
You can always follow me. I'm on Twitter. I am at Kessler Girl. So KESLERGIRL.
And she is the one, the only Kessler Girl. Thank you so much, Kathy.
Thank you, Jason.
Let me speak plain. I've got to sit and wait for my mouth to catch up to my brain. Time is spinning clockwise down the drain. Come back to me soon, because I'll soon be out of range. I'm feeling able as Cain. I only take these for pain. Broke out of rehab just like Ahab in that book by Mark Twain. Don't you worry, see you back here again. I don't mean to complain, but it's familiar terrain. I'm firing melon balls from cannons on the Spanish Main, but I'm alright. It's just a red wine.
tearing. I'm tearing up the rules to the game. Now the moon's on the wane, I'm feeling slightly more sane. I'm riding shotgun with my stomach and we're ready for fame. But I'm losing, my grip on the reins. It's all too
once we get it.
All right. All right. All right. All right. Shutting up now.